We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Welcome to Wednesday, Brevard County. This is Bob Arthurs, and you're listening to the Refresh radio broadcast. We want to thank you for tuning in today and having a heart for Jesus. That's what we're here for. I was on my way over here to the radio broadcast, I was reminding myself that when God sends forth his word, it does not return to him without striking its mark. It is, as one person said one time, it is the only investment that has got a 100% guaranteed return. When you invest, when you sow in the word of God, it returns to God, having struck its mark, hit the mark, made its impact. And so we do want to say thank you to those who help us to send forth the word on a regular basis. Today we'd like to honor Wyrick Air, 632-9538. If you have any air conditioning, heating, or electrical needs in your home or in your business, call Dennis or Carla at 632-9538. That's Dennis or Carla at 632-9538. And if you would like to partner with us and help cover some of the expenses here on the radio broadcast, we would love to hear from you as well, and pray God's blessings over you and your life. So you can send those donations to 165 North Grove Street. You could go on the website either through an iPhone app or, through a mobile website. We do have a mobile version of our website. You can find us on the web at merittassembly.com. Both of those have online giving options, and just write Refresh in the memo line, and we would make sure that goes to help defray the cost of the radio program and the possibility of upgrading the way that we do things in the future. See, at Merit Assembly of God, we know what it's like to have been bankrupt at one point in time, not being able to pay the bills. When I first came, there was no money in the account, and our district had to literally bail us out financially. And so for the first several years that we were there, first probably 10 years we were there, we were paying on debt. And in 2002, God miraculously and supernaturally delivered us from the bondage of debt. And now for 13 years, we've maintained that. We are very thankful to be out of debt. And we plan on not revisiting that place. The scripture says that the borrower is subject to the lender, and the only person that we want to be subject to is the Lord Jesus Christ. So if you'd like to help us with the radio program, we would love to hear from you. But we are here on Wednesday. We have our vintage service coming up at 11 o'clock this morning, our boys and girls ministry coming up tonight, and at 6:30, from 6:30 to 7:45. I will let you know that coming up Monday is our Women of Worth meeting. I believe, I could be mistaken on this, but the information that I have been given is that my wife will be speaking at that particular meeting. And so we invite you ladies out to that. They always have a wonderful time of food and fellowship, praying and ministering, and you know, and just enjoying one another's company. We also have a class on Wednesday night, a small class. And so if you are interested in attending, I think that if any more people come to that, they're going to want to start a second one of those meetings. So if you have an interest, if you're a lady out there and you want to grow, if you want to mature in your faith, call the church, contact us via our email account, however you can do that. And And we'll put you in contact with Stephanie Booth. You'll hear her on the radio program from time to time with me. See what we can set up, because we are interested in causing the men in Brevard County to be the best men of God that they can possibly be. We want the women to be the best women of God that they can possibly be. We want the boys and the girls to mature and become mighty men and women of valor in this community. And our prayer for our young people is not a selfish one. It is a selfless one. And that is, we pray that our upcoming boys and girls and young men and young women, that they are more effective for the kingdom of God than what our generation has been. So that is our prayer. We want to get into the Word of God today. And we have been dealing with God, give us this day our daily bread. And today, this is going to sound like a very strange passage of Scripture in relationship to this topic. But I believe that as we get into this, that you will see that it is not strange, but it is actually something that God provides for us, not just at salvation, but on a daily basis. So we're going to be in James chapter 4 is where we're going to begin. And it says, or do you think, this is James 4 and verse 5, or do you think that the Scripture says in vain that the Spirit who dwells in us yearns jealously, but he gives more grace? Therefore, he says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. But he gives more grace. Therefore, he says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. And that quote, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble, that goes all the way back to Proverbs chapter 3, verse number 34. Also in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse number 5, it says, likewise, you younger people, submit yourselves to your elders. Yes, all of you be submissive to one another and be clothed with humility. For God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. So as we are praying, God, give us this day our daily bread, one of the aspects that we should have in mind is, God, give me grace today. On this Wednesday, you know, a lot of people refer to Wednesday as hump day. And, you know, once you get over this, it's all downhill from there. Well, I want you to know that there's been some bad things that happened to me on Friday when, you know, I was in the workforce. I thought that it was all downhill. Just the weekend was just hours away. And what I didn't know was that the end of my employment at that company was just hours away. So you need God's grace. Grace is not just for our salvation. Grace is God's gift to us for our daily life. We need to be growing in grace. The church in the book of Acts, they sent Barnabas out, and it said that when he reached a certain city, that he saw evidence of the grace of God. People who are living, who have received grace for today, their lives show evidence of that grace. So there are a lot of different definitions of grace. One is that it is unmerited favor. It is receiving something that we do not deserve. And we, you know, that's where a lot of us tend to think, you know, an acronym definition of grace that I heard all the way back in my Bible college days was, it was God's riches at Christ's expense. But there is a completely different aspect of grace other than just receiving something that we don't deserve. You know, Dave Ramsey, that's one of his lines that he uses. Recently, I was talking to somebody who has a family member that works for him, and they were describing how absolutely wonderfully he treats his employees. I'm not going to violate any trusts or anything like that, but he not only is a recipient of the grace of God, but he is a practitioner of God's grace. The aspect of grace that I want to address to you here in this broadcast is that it is God's grace that empowers us to be able to accomplish the assignments and the tasks that God has given to us. It is God's grace that empowers us, like we've said on previous broadcasts, to be able to complete the work that God has given us so that we bring glory to God. It is God's grace that gives us the ability to succeed in all of our plans. It's God's grace that gives us the ability to produce wealth that results in strength and peace in our lives. So satisfaction, enjoyment, all those things we've talked about on previous broadcasts. So today I want to tell you from the Word of God that when you woke up this morning, God's tender mercies were brand new. His grace has not grown stale. It's not outdated technology. It is not a relic from the past, but it is a contemporary gift from God. It is God's daily gift to you. Today, when you go to work, more than your coffee, you need God's grace. When you go to work today, more than your expertise and your education, you need God's grace. When we are driving down the road, instead of road rage, we need road grace. I never said that before. I really kind of like that. We need the grace of God. And so I just want to encourage you today that God is wanting to empower you with His grace today, not just for your salvation, but to help you in the tasks and assignments that He gives you. You see, God is never going to send you on a mission that He will not also give you the provision to accomplish that mission. Our mission statement at Merit Assembly of God is restoring value spiritually and relationally. And so we want people to know and live and give evidence to the grace of God in their life, not just because of the words that come out of our mouth, but because of the way that we live. Grace should be a lifestyle. On this Wednesday, grace should be evident in your lives. And so I had another term that I created one time, and it was called counterfeit grace. It is people who take God's grace for salvation, and then they distort it into a license to live a lifestyle of sin. And all the while they are proclaiming grace out of their mouth, their heart and their life is demonstrating sin instead of righteousness. And so that's the part of Christianity, that's the part of our testimony that drives the world crazy, where they hear us talking grace and yet we are not living grace. Today, let me address this. The world has an expectation and an understanding. They have redefined grace to think that it is anything goes in the kingdom of God, that just as long as I say I love Jesus with my mouth, that my life can look like anything. And so all the while they are condemning the church for hypocrisy, at the same time, they are operating from misdefined or a misunderstood application of grace. So let me get back to our topic today, and that is, God, give us, the body of Christ here in Brevard County, give us the empowering that we need, the supernatural manifestation of the grace of God, to accomplish the building of the kingdom of God in our community. People pay attention to how you live. People pay attention to how you live. And so I just want to encourage. Now, it says here that the opposite of, it doesn't specifically say the opposite. Let me take you back to James chapter 4, verse number 5, and it says, but he gives more grace. more grace. And so as you come into today, please do not think any more than I think that I have received all of the grace of God that I could possibly receive. I am looking to receive more grace. It goes on to describe a disqualifier for receiving more grace. And you know, if I could say this, I believe that more grace manifests the more God works with us to accomplish God's specific goals and tasks that he has for us. It goes on and it says that God resists the proud. So instead of giving them more grace, he stands in opposition to those who are arrogant. There is a lot of times that people quote scriptures and they say, if God be for us, who can be against us? And that is absolutely true. If God, there's a big two-letter word there, if God be for us, who can be against us? But there's several scriptures that describe that God does stand in opposition to people. He stands in opposition to the crooked, to the wicked. To the wicked you show yourself shrewd. And here it specifically says that God resists the proud. And so arrogance, pride, has a very, very expensive price tag. Instead of God working on our behalf, God now is working on us to try and get us back to the place of humility, because it goes on and he says, but he gives grace to the humble. He gives grace to the humble. Humility is not being a doormat. That's not what humility is. You can be, you know, Moses was a formidable opponent for Pharaoh. There were a number of times that people rose up in opposition, even in the wilderness against Moses. Aaron, Miriam rose up in opposition to him. The Amalekites rose up in opposition to him. Korah, Dathan, all of those people rose up in opposition to him, and yet he remained very meek and humble, but he was a formidable spiritual power. He was praying for them. When the children of Israel sinned, it was Moses, the most humble man on the planet, as the Bible describes him in the Old Testament, that goes in to the presence of God and says, if you're going to wipe them out, wipe me out as well. And so humility and meekness is not timidity and weakness. Humility simply says, you know what? I have seen a vision of who God is, and he's got more substance to himself than I've got in myself. I have more confidence in God, his character, and his ability that I have in mind. And so I have entered into covenant with him, and everything that I have now belongs to him. I'm just a steward of it. And on the same hand, God says, when we enter into covenant with one another, everything that I have, all of my grace, is yours. And so, like I said about that verse, you know, that the tender mercies of the Lord are brand new every morning. Today, on this Wednesday, may the grace of God be brand new to you. May he give you more grace today than you've ever needed before. Some of you, in your marriages right now, you need grace because your marriage is under attack. And I want you to know that God has an ample supply of grace to meet that need. Don't be pride. Pride, it says a haughty spirit comes before a fall, and pride before destruction. A proud spirit before, anyway, pride comes before the fall. That's basically what I'm trying to communicate. And so a husband can be proud. A wife can be proud. Kids can be arrogant. And you don't want that, because here's the thing. More than the fall is the grace that it deprives you of. And so there is humility. And if we refuse to receive God's grace that he wants to give the humble, then when he resists the proud, what the result of that is that it is very humiliating. Nebuchadnezzar was a tool in God's hand. God said, you know, I'm the one that causes kingdoms to rise and fall. And Nebuchadnezzar looked around and said, look at everything that I have built. And God said, well, I think I need to give you a different perspective. And he ended up losing his sanity for years. It took God years of working on him. And finally, Nebuchadnezzar manifests his humility by simply looking up. And God knew the motive behind the look. And so I want to encourage you today that if you find yourself in an overwhelming situation, that you have not found yourself in a situation that is overwhelming to God. So look up. Today, on this one, I pray that instead of hump day, today will be grace day. Today will be grace day. That you feel the life of God flowing through you. That there are words of compassion that are coming out of your mouth that are beyond your circumstances. May today, God, give us this day our daily bread. May you give us grace for today. Give us more grace for today. And I pray that that is a reality for you and for me. So let me take you back. We've got a few minutes here. I'm just going to touch briefly on a verse. We're going to go back to Luke chapter 6. Luke chapter 6, and we are going to be in verse number 37. It says, judge not, and you shall not be judged. Condemn not, and you shall not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over will be put into your bosom. For with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you. And so I wanted to focus on this aspect of giving today, not just the grace to receive, but the grace to give. God, may God empower us to give him our best today, the best of our time, the best of our energies, the best of our thoughts, the best of our words, the best of our finances. And it says here that the measure that we receive, the answer to our prayer, give us this day our daily bread, is it is calculated by the measure that we demonstrate to other people. It says here, for with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you. And so as we've been talking about grace today, may you not only be a recipient of grace, but may you be a bestower of grace. May you be a forgiving person, not just a forgiven person. May you be a person who is not into condemnation, but instead you are one who is one who operates in the gift of mercy. And so, because here is the thing. It says, give and it shall be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over will be put into your bosom. For with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you. Several years ago, I was reflecting on this passage, and I happened to come across a bag of potato chips. When you go to the grocery store, does anybody, you go and you see that great big bag of potato chips and you think, man, that bag of potato chips is going to last forever. And then when you pick it up off of the shelf, you realize that it's only about half full on the inside. You know, there's been some chips that have been broken in transit, and so things have settled down on the bottom. And I looked at the bag one day, and it had a statement that said this: the contents of this bag are sold by weight, not by volume. They're sold by weight and not by volume. And when I saw that, God took me back to this passage of Scripture, and he says, that bag is the bag which they put the chips in, but they could get a lot more chips in there. But they sell it by weight, not by volume. But when I give back to my people, I don't give just by weight. I give by volume. And so you could fit bags and bags and bags of potato chips inside one bag that is filled up with a lot of air, but it would have to be compressed. It would have to be pressed down. It would have to be shaken together. It would have to be running over. And so today, my challenge to you is this: not only to be a recipient of grace, but may God use you as a person who disperses grace, who dispenses it to your coworkers around you, because the grace that God gives you in return is going to be pressed down, shaken together, running over. It is going to exude all over the place. Not just so that your grace account is fuller than it's ever been before, but so that tomorrow you can give even more grace than you received or than you were able to give today. And so I just want to challenge you today. Be a person who is a disperser of grace, because you are thankful for the grace that God has given to you. So again, we want to thank you for tuning in to the Refresh Radio broadcast. It's been a pleasure for us to bring the Word of God to you today. And we're going to close in just a moment with a word of prayer. But if this word has been a blessing to you, I pray that you just maybe take a moment, write a quick note, and send it to meritassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to hear from you. If there's anything that we can pray for you about, please contact us. We would love to pray for you. You're getting ready to go into a very busy day. Let me have a word of prayer for you. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, we want to thank you. This is the day that you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. God, I want to thank you for the grace of God that is to be received today. God, I pray that the evidence of grace would be upon every believer at every workplace that's listening to this broadcast. And God, I pray for those people that as they manifest grace, that you will give even more grace to them. Lord, give it back good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. God, give them things that they don't deserve. Lord, we want to thank you for the work of Jesus. And we give you all the glory. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m., and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, meritassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to meritassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25: he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.